On to another episode of the Minnesota Swim and Vibecast. We are honored to be joined today by Mounds View sophomore Ellie Bina, who I believe placed a rare tie for third at state this year, right? You don't get a lot of ties in the 500,
no.
But third place tie as a sophomore in 500 class AA, also swims for North Suburban Aquatic. And thank you for joining us today, Ellie.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. Give everyone a little background on your swimming. When did you start? When did you get serious about it? How'd you get to where you are today?
Okay, so I joined NSAC in fourth grade. I had some swimming stuff. I went to a small private Catholic school and they had a swim team. So I did that for a few years and I liked it. So I wanted to swim competitively in fourth grade. So I joined NSAC and I feel like I've always been decently serious about it, but I played basketball up until freshman year, so I think I didn't fully commit until I was done with basketball.
Which is totally cool, right? When you're younger, it's good to experiment with a lot of different things to find out what your passions are and get just different experiences. I think that's awesome. And you're a distance swimmer, right? The sadly labeled distance swimmer. What are some of your favorite sets? Because as a distance swimmer, you train differently, right? You don't get to do all the fun stuff everyone else does. You get your own little lane with your own friends. And what are some of the favorite sets you have that you get to do?
Well, when I do get to do sprint sets, I enjoy those. And then I wouldn't say I necessarily love doing, but Rory has this system of colors. And it's it ranges from pink to purple. It's pink, red, blue, purple, and it's heart rate, and it's when we do sets, it would be a certain amount of 200s, 300s, 400s, and each one would have a certain color, and they're color coded to the speed I have to go. So it's if you say a 400 purple, that's a 400 flat out max sprint. So those are probably some good distance sets.
Yeah, those are challenging. What if you're colorblind? Do you get out of those sets?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It really looked like orange to me. My bad. That's cool. Do you ever wish you were a sprinter?
Yeah. I mean, I know that it's hard, especially with such a little amount of swimming that it comes down to the milliseconds and that's more of a mental game. But, you know, going into a mile, knowing that I have to swim for 20 minutes is always, I'd rather do a 50.
I don't blame you. You know, I was in the same boat. I was a distance swimmer as well. And it was, you'd always get a little jealous when you look down at the sprint set and they're doing 25s.
Yeah.
You're like, I could do that. And then you go swim a 50 and you even split it. And you're like, yeah, maybe I should stick to the longer stuff a little bit.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite training partner? Who's your buddy that you swim with all the time that pushes you or a couple?
Well, when Abby Wright, she does softball in the summer, but when she is swimming, she's probably one of my favorite people to swim with. And also just the guys on our team I like swimming with, because I feel like I can really push myself to try and stay with them or
beat them.
And they're super competitive too, so
yeah. Boys,
yeah,
they're weird.
Yeah,
they're weird.
Beat them, though.
Who are some people you really look up to in the sport? Who are the people you try to emulate yourself, your training, how you conduct yourself on the pool deck? Who do you look up to?
Well, when I was younger, we had a older swimmer on the team, Piper Dew.
Oh yeah, I know Piper.
Yeah, so she was a really big influence when I started swimming. Just not only in a swimming way where she's top of the game, but also in a mentor way, because she would she'd talk to the younger kids and I don't know, just it was a really good thing for me to see at such a young age, because she was just super inclusive and she didn't shut down from or distance herself from the younger kids. So that was a pretty big influence. And just the team and Coach Rory are just huge support systems and helped me be where I am today.
Yeah, Piper's great to look up to. She is one of the toughest swimmers I had seen. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's a great role model. And awesome, Piper, if you're listening, thank you for taking the time to talk to the younger kids. Hopefully you realize that's probably the biggest impact you'll have on swimming. And as you go forward and become one of the older swimmers, remember that lesson, because it goes a long way. Yeah. For the next Ellie Bina that's in fourth grade, just starting to swim. That's awesome. So in the mile, it's a long race. You get 20 minutes by yourself.
Yeah.
Right. What goes through your head in the mile? Like while you're swimming?
It varies. Over Futures, I had a really slow Taylor Swift song stuck in my head for all however long I was swimming. And I was like, this isn't super convenient because it's like the same two lines over and over and over again. I'm like, this isn't really helping with my tempo. But I mean, that was a good swim. And then, or I'm just, you know, counting down until I can be done. Like,
oh. Do you ever just want your... Do you ever want your counter just not to put it in until it's in like the 20s or 30s?
Yeah. I mean,
one's a little depressing when you know it's going to get into the 60s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're pretty sure I know you know it's one.
Yeah. And the first time, I think like the first few times I swam at short course, I didn't know how far it would go up. So I was just like, like past 50, I was like, I don't know how much more I need to do. Like,
that's too funny. Please, orange, please. Yeah. Someone any put in now. The orange any minute. Wait a minute. It's in the 50s. They're going 50s. That's awesome. Do you prefer swimming distance, long course or short course?
Probably long course. I mean, I'm not super great underwater or off the walls. And like, I tell myself like, oh, 15 100s is like way shorter than
totally
1650. Like
100%.
It's not.
But, I think you can get in your head. You can get in your head and kind of drift off to your Taylor Swift songs a little better when you don't have those turns interrupting.
Yeah.
I mean, if you did the 10-minute version of All Too Well, you know, if you get that done before you get through the second time, you're sub 20, right?
Yeah. So,
I mean, that's perfect right there for timing. Yeah, what do you do when you're not? Yeah. I can always remember getting the most random stuff stuck in my head while I'm swimming. I'm like, how did that get in there? What's one of your favorite memories of swimming? You mentioned Piper and kind of looking after his mentor, but for you, like, what are the one or two things that you're like, this is my favorite thing I remember about swimming so far?
Well, I mean, this was kind of recent, but the whole week of Futures was just super exciting because just it was like the end of the summer and I had such a good meet, and then I was gotta go on break, so that was pretty cool. And then when I was in eighth grade, I went on my first training trip, and I wouldn't say this is like a super favorite memory because, well, the training was good and I was the youngest, by I think 2 years, and it was all older kids. So I was kind of like the younger one, the young new one. But then we all got sick. So like we're all sick and tired by the end. So we're getting in the van to go to the airport, and Rory gets a call and it's like, oh, our flight got moved up 3 hours. We're not going to make it to the airport. So we turned around and go back to the hotel, and like everyone's sick. And I think I'm like crying, calling my mom. And like, we just had to stay another day. And it was, thinking back, it was fun. And I was glad I went, and like, it was good memories. But in the moment I was like, this is so traumatizing. Like, please let me go home. And then I had All-Stars like 2 days after that. So
oh my God.
I'm going to like miss my flight to Indy, but.
And it's funny, though, as you get older, you kind of get perspective on those things that in the moment seem like really big world stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look back, you're like, whatever.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was good. I'm glad I did it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you're not swimming? You used to play basketball. What else do you do? Listen to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I hang out when I do have time. I try and fill it with social events, hanging out with friends, family. I mean, feel like I'm not super like free often, but yeah. I do try to get with people during that.
As long as you get some balance out of it, that's the important thing, right? You,
mm-hmm.
As much as everyone loves swimming or how much you love it, it does, you need to step away a little bit or learn how to get away from the pool deck when you have some downtime.
Yeah.
What advice would you have for younger swimmers?
Well, just like that one like saying where it's like happy swimmers are fast swimmers, I feel like that's really important to me, and I feel like that younger swimmers should know like if you're going to practice just to get better and improve, like that's good, but you also need to find like another reason to go other than just wanting to be elite. Like you have to find some motivation, whether it's friends or coaches or just that environment. I feel like it's really, really important. Because I know I get stressed out before swim meets, especially, and put a lot of pressure on myself. So I know that I need to find like something else that can distract me and how they swim.
I found that the happiest swimmers are the ones that really enjoy the process of it all. Mm-hmm. And the results are just a bonus, not necessarily everything's about the results. Because I think in swimming, there's so many times where, I mean, I've never seen a perfect swim. Yeah. There's always something everyone can improve on. And if you're always just waiting for that perfect swim, it's pretty thankless. But if you do have that perspective and it's like, I have friends here, I have people to train with, I have people that are going through the same thing I'm going through.
Yeah.
I think that's great advice for younger swimmers. Just look at that bigger picture. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to the good stuff. Walkout song, your next big meet. You got lane four. You get to pick the music. What are you walking out to?
I don't know if it would be good to like blast on the speakers, but I'm going to go with Get Low by Lil Jon.
All right, we'll go Lil Jon, Get Low.
Yep.
That's a good one. I thought it was going to be Taylor Swift, the slow thing with the repetitive verse, but I'm glad you chose not to. Maybe that'll get stuck in your head for a mile.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that would be a pretty good one.
I think so, for sure. All right, final question before we let you go. Back on your break. Who do you think would be a good guest to have on our podcast? Out of all the people you know in the Minnesota swimming community, who's one or two people you're like, they'd be awesome to have on here?
Well, I'm going to have to agree with Lily from last episode. I'm going to say one of them would be Ivy Solt. You know,
she's all right.
Here, like recruiting people. So.
She must be.
Yeah. But then I'm also going to say Julia Ogren, or really any of the Rochester girls. They're all super fun and sweet. And
I feel that's really good. Awesome. Should I do Ivy's sister just to make her mad?
Yeah. Get Libby on here.
Yep, get Libby and get Jamie and do every Solt. Get her mom on there. We'll do every Solt but Ivy. I'm sure I'll never hear the end of that one.
Yeah.
All right. Ivy Solt's got to be coming up soon. She's a double dipper.
Yes, she is.
Anything else? Any shout outs you want to have to anyone before we say goodbye? I really appreciate your time. It's so good talking to you and meeting you in person. I did have the privilege of sitting behind your mom during your mile at Senior State.
Oh.
So, Mrs. Bina, she gets into it and it's a long time. She's got to be in great shape, right? It was 20 minutes of just go Ellie.
Yeah, she lost her voice after Senior State, and she was like, oh, and I was like, well, I'm swimming longer races, like, and you're yelling the whole time. It's going to happen.
We're going to get mom on here for her training as a swim parent on how to maintain a strong voice for distance swimmers.
Yeah, I mean, you should.
It's awesome. Yeah. All right, very cool, Ellie. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your break.
Thank you, I will.